6 is 10. I'm back to full.
Yay!
And I'm out of spells.
Oh no. You're useless!
It is a gnomish hand. It doesn't do much.
Ditch armor class?
No!
Wow!
So much more!
So much damage!
Chapter 3, The Dead Are Walking.
You guys are all looking at character sheets that are not your characters. And there's a reason for that. As the party has gone as to Waterfall City as ambassadors, you are another militia squad. And you're watching the party leaving out of town. Why don't we go around the table and introduce who we are. Start over here.
Do I say my name? Or
yes, your character's name and what they are and what all that stuff.
Draste, and she is a ranger.
What kind of ranger?
A wood elf ranger.
What does she look like?
She's got brown hair and brown skin and green eyes.
Neat.
My character is Natal, a half-elf warlock. He is relatively tall with blonde hair, blue eyes.
I thought you said he was not tall.
Really?
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Please keep going.
Yeah. Okay. My character is Dalar. I'm a forest gnome. I'm taller than the average gnome, which means that I'm, like, shorter than the average dwarf. Lightish skin, dark brown hair. Brown eyes.
Very good.
I am Gundo. I'm gnomish wizard. I'm short. I have pale skin because I never go outdoors, which is odd for a gnome. Light brown hair, piercing blue eyes.
I am Gortag. I am a human barbarian. Very red hair reminiscent of blood because he is a barbarian. She is a barbarian. Very tall. Could be thought of as a man, but is not a man because I'm not allowed to be
Very good. So you guys are standing in the middle of town here, and ambassadors have just ridden out of town. You have high hopes that they can bring back help from Waterfall City. And barely are they out of sight when all of a sudden the friar comes running right through the middle of your group, appears between these two houses here, runs between you. You notice he is cut and lacerated in a couple of places. Looks like he's been whipped by branches and brambles. And as he comes running right through the group, he raises his hands and he shouts out, "The dead are walking!" And disappears past these other houses on the other side.
The dead are walking? Wonderful.
And you barely have time to contemplate what that means when all of a sudden you hear kind of a grunt from the edge of town, which sounds like, and you look up, and coming around the houses are in fact walking corpses.
Hey, is that Grandma?
Oh no.
Why are they hunched over so much? Because they're running
Grandma
together.
Has back issues.
Because they're the walking dead.
There are no crawling ones? That's sad.
They're the hunching dead.
That's one like a...
What corpse was buried with a katana?
Semi corpse.
This one looks really bad at that one.
The tongue.
Okay, so...
Ooh, that's a really pretty one.
So, we will call...
Wait, a really pretty undead?
This one, gray one, and gray two, and that's sword, and that's gray three, and that's kilt, and that's crouch, green one, green two, blue one, blue two, tongue, and crown. And they start peeling out from behind all of the buildings.
Joy. Well, at least it's only one side.
And you guys need to roll initiative.
Oh, I didn't put down my initiative.
Wait, no, this isn't... I rolled the wrong one.
Just add your dexterity. Oh, so... Andrasi.
Six.
A little flat-footed. And Natal?
Six. Low.
And Delar?
18.
And Gundo?
19.
Dang.
And Gortag?
Six.
Wait, what's your deck?
Really seem to enjoy that number six.
Sorry. What's your deck?
Plus two.
It's a 14.
Four plus two would be six.
Yeah, like the dexterity.
The
dexterity.
Well, you guys can decide who goes first. So who's going to go first in your group?
I have the highest dex.
Yeah,
it's
you.
All right. Okay. All right. And then Gortag, and then Natal.
Last.
Okay, Gundo goes first.
Let's see here, yep, and... Okay, so Gundo, the Walking Dead have appeared from around all of the buildings. What are you going to do?
I'm going to step forward. Or jog forward. And I will spray burning hands onto this group. It's a 15-foot cone.
Yeah, you need to be
one, two, three. I have to be that close?
No, that one.
Two,
there.
Two way, yeah.
Well, they're all going to die anyway.
That's true.
So. Okay, it's a dex save. And my spell DC is 14. Wow.
Okay, so sword and gray one take it full in the face, and gray two was able to dodge.
I can't remember. Is gray two the one that's closer to the party?
Farther away.
Well, sword and gray one take a walloping 8 points of damage.
Okay.
It is a gnomish hand. It doesn't do much.
And then gray two takes half?
Yeah, a whopping four. Stepped on a mess.
Okay.
It's me.
And they rear back in pain, but continue shuffling forward.
Damn.
Okay. Okay. And Delar.
So, I do not remember which one is which, but the blue on my left.
This one?
Yes. That's blue two. Blue two is going to get hit with a sacred flame. So he needs to make a dexterity save?
He does not. So he rolls a two.
Okay. Then he takes 1d8. 3 points of damage.
Okay. Once again, it just sort of shudders through his system and he continues on. Okay. And then green two goes and moves forward. Right in the midst of you and attempts to attack the barbarian. I'm assuming that's the barbarian there.
Yeah.
Okay, he swings forward with his club-like hand and misses with a natural one.
Oh.
Yay.
And then blue one moves forward and goes after the cleric. Gets a 9. Does that hit your armor class?
No.
Yeah.
Hits my hit points.
Yeah. And then tongue moves forward.
Really?
And also tries to hit the cleric. Does a 16 hit your armor class?
Yeah.
hits you for 4 points of damage.
Okay, I'm at 5. Oh dear.
Okay. And then Crown moves forward. And not close enough to do anything.
Yay, low initiative.
And next up, Green 2 goes. And also swings at the Barbarian. For the 16 to hit, did that hit your armor class?
Yeah.
For 1 whole point of damage.
Woo! Wow. So much.
Oh, whoops, sorry, make that 2 points of damage. Forgot the bonus. 2 whole points of damage.
Whoa!
So much more!
So much damage.
And then Gray 1 moves forward, smoldering slightly.
I step past the diminutive gnome.
Takes a swing at the gnome, 5 to hit your armor class. I'm assuming that misses.
No.
No.
And Drazde, you get to go next.
Okay.
There are walking corpses attacking you from all directions.
I'm going to use my short swords against that one.
Okay.
Blue 2.
So. 13 plus 18.
18 hits.
One. So that's 26. 5 for the first hit.
Okay.
And then don't add any bonuses to the next one.
Yeah.
6.
No, you swing wide in the second one. Blue 2 is looking pretty bad. You shore off half of an arm there. Okay, and Gord. Gordag, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. What did they use it?
You should attack.
Okay.
Yeah, we go help the gnome. Right?
Are you gonna initiate one of your rages?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Seeing as you're a barbarian.
Give you advantage on strength and melee weapons. So yeah.
Okay.
So
initiate.
Yeah. So just make a rage noise.
You get in touch with your inner rage there.
Yep.
I have to send you to anger management.
So you choose who you're going to attack.
All right. Attack which ones?
Whichever one you want to kill.
Okay. That one. I can't
green
remember if that was green
1 or green 2. Yep, green 1.
All right.
So roll.
Green 1.
And you get to roll twice.
6.
Because you have advantage because
okay.
You're really mad.
Two.
So 6, and then with your great axe, you rolled actually a 10.
That was 8. Total.
Oh.
With 6 plus 2.
No, you roll, you don't add them together, you get the best one. So you get a 10.
Okay.
Nine.
10 hits. Roll damage.
Then you do 1d12, because you got a big old wonkin' axe.
D12.
And add your strength.
And then
that's
add strength,
six.
Which is...
What's
well, you add
six.
Your attack bonus, so it would be plus 4. So 10.
Okay.
10 points of damage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and once again, you chop an entire arm off. That green one is looking very poor right now. Okay, and then Natal.
Natal uses Eldritch Blast on Crown.
Okay.
So the one that can't hit anyone right now? Yeah, so I could... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you could support the gnome. Or
no.
No.
No. Aww.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Elder Blast, more like it.
More like Urzench Blast. Total?
That's a 10.
You 10?
Yeah.
Hits.
Major bonuses. 1.
What does this blast do? Like,
it's supposed to deal damage.
You like plucked out an eyebrow.
Okay. And then Blue 2 gets to go.
We're all gonna die.
Comes up and takes a swing at Andraste. 18 to hit.
It hits.
You take 6 points of damage. He clubs you solidly.
Wow.
Is that the one with the katana?
No.
No, that's the one.
That's
with
the one with the skull. You just got bludgeoned with the head.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
And then Gray 3 moves forward. Try to surround the barbarian. And a 17 to hit your armor class?
Yes.
You take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
What are you down to now?
8. Thank you for asking.
It was good to know.
You're doing better than I am.
Me too. I've got 4.
And then Kilt moves forward.
That's not
comes
cool.
up behind the gnome.
Oh, that means advantage.
16 hit your armor class?
Possibly.
I think that's a yes.
Possibly.
2 points of damage. Just barely clips you.
That's because I'm so short.
Well, at least I'm doing better than you are.
A little scalped.
When you part my hair.
Crouch moves forward, but can't get any closer.
Ha.
Barrier.
Make
dead
that
people.
Crouch.
Then sword moves
Marty
up.
Crouch,
ah. I'm so good.
And the gnome is beginning to feel that maybe jumping forward was not such a good idea.
No, I'm saying.
21 to hit your armor class?
Dear goodness.
Possibly.
3 points of damage.
Ha, I live.
And by he lives, he's at 1.
How many hit points left?
1.
Okay.
More than enough to deal with the likes of these undead filth.
Maybe not.
And finally,
when you say 1, that's what you
gray want. One moves forward.
Yeah.
Takes a swing at you. 14 to hit your armor class?
Maybe.
Come on, I didn't even get a chance to heal you.
3 points of damage.
I'm at -2.
Oh,
okay, so
no.
the gnome crumples to the ground under the assault of the advancing undead.
That's
oh,
the reward I get for being courageous.
Should have
stayed in my cave.
That's true.
And top of the order.
Oh.
Not Gundo.
Gundo.
Yeah. Roll
you,
death save.
Roll death
save.
Save,
yeah.
Okay, what do I...
D20.
Okay, and against my constitution.
Nope, just D20, straight up.
2!
Okay,
oh,
1
no.
unhappy face for Gundo.
Wow.
1 unhappy face.
Spare the dying.
And green 2 goes.
Wait,
and
I was next. Yeah.
You're right, you're next. Sorry. Good catch.
Let's see. Let me just check what the range is on Spare the Dying so I can see if
well,
I can do
he's
that.
Not quite
no,
dead yet.
Don't resurrect me now in the middle of 3 corpses.
I'm not
going to
resurrect
gonna
you. I'm
going to
make sure you're not going to die. Spare the Dying.
Just start eating me.
You touch a living creature. Not doing that. Okay, so if I'm not going to heal him, anyone else down to like significantly low hit points?
4.
You're down to 4 hit points. Okay, so I'm going to cast Healing Word. That means you get 1d4 plus 8, so I'm not even going to roll because you're already getting plus 8.
So you're at max.
Plus 8. Well, I got a plus 6, apparently, for my spell casting bonus.
That's like attack bonus.
Oh.
Your spell casting bonus is your
plus
wisdom.
Plus 6, then, because I'm a life thing. So you get plus 6, which
so
is that fall
1d4.
Yes, so you're back at fall.
Then I'm going to Sacred Flame. Who's injured around me?
Right now, so far injured, sword, green 1, green 2, crown, and blue 2. Blue 2 and green 1 are the worst off looking ones.
Blue 2 is going to be Sacred Flamed.
Dexterity save?
Yeah.
You know, if you
he gets a 16 on his dexterity save.
16, he succeeds.
Okay, no effect then.
Yeah.
Okay, and green 2 takes a swing at the barbarian.
You're gonna die.
15 hit your armor class?
Yes.
Yeah.
You take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
If only someone could, like, escape and then go and tell the, like, powerful people who, like, just left town.
No, they just hear all the zombies behind them and it's like...
And Bryce. Tongue attempts to take a swing at you.
With the tongue?
5 hit your armor class.
That misses Tongue.
And blue 1... goes and tries to hit the cleric again.
Wonderful.
17 hit your armor class.
Yeah, it hits.
6 points of damage.
I'm
connects solidly.
One and I'm the only healer. Great.
Wow.
Oh no.
You know, this is no prejudice. Because we're vertically challenged doesn't mean we should die first.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm suing the gods.
And
if
Crown moves forward. seeing as there's nothing in his way now.
Oh, now he's standing on my head.
And Owen takes a swing at Dalar.
Play that much.
7 to hit your armor class.
Dalar,
I'm dead.
Oh, sorry. Natal.
Denar.
Yeah, 7 design armor class. Very good.
No. I get those rolls all the time.
And then green 2 swings at the barbarian. 16 hit your armor class.
Yeah.
Short
3 points of damage.
You live.
You
might want to move.
One time.
You're still raging, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
It increases a little bit.
He's like, I had milk from those hormone cows.
And gray 1, now that they've clubbed the gnome down. Four to hit your armor class. Okay.
Gnome.
Andraste, things are going poorly. 2 gnomes are down. What are you going to do?
I'm going to slash at this one.
Actually, you probably want to go for that one. That's the one that's been damaged.
Oh, then that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't miss.
Yeah, that hits.
The first one.
Yeah, 21, yeah.
8 for hit.
Okay, he drops to 0 hit points, but...
Oh, no, they're exploding. No, they're not. They just, like, have issues with dying. They, like,
so he has to beat a 13 or die. He rolls a 14. And
well, he's not really dead yet.
Yeah,
really?
So he's down to 1 hit point.
He's undead.
I have another slashy thing.
Slashy thing.
Yes.
Yay!
Another 19. Good.
And this is just like straight damage.
1.
That's all it took.
1 damage.
Okay, so now he has to beat a 6. And a natural 20, so he stays at 1 hit point.
Effect staff, though.
I know.
Can't you get better swords that can actually kill rotted flesh?
Okay.
So dead things?
And Gortag.
I kill dead people.
There's, you're surrounded by walking dead. What are you going to do?
I'm going to move. That guy.
Okay, if you move without using a disengage action,
everyone will attack.
5
so
zombies around you get an opportunity attack.
Disengage, then.
That means you can't attack.
That means.
Okay. So you won't be able to attack.
And then.
Yeah, but you're gonna die if you attack once.
Yeah, that's why I was gonna move.
Yeah, so disengage behind Elfie.
Yeah.
Get behind the cloth wearer.
Yeah.
I'm wearing leather, thank you.
Leather wearing.
You're no longer married to the zombie.
That's good.
Okay.
You just saw that?
And Natal, the big hulking barbarian, just ran and hid behind you. What do you think?
Gortag scared.
I'm going to
hide behind the barbarian.
Just move back. I was going to disengage. So I'm going to disengage. You don't need to though. There's no one adjacent to you.
There is.
Yes, there is. This guy. Oh, that. Oh, I thought that was like a one of us. No.
Okay. So blue 2.
Great.
I don't
want to
die.
Is at 1 hit point and tries to swing back at the ranger.
And we have no heal.
12 ditch armor class?
No!
Okay, good.
Sheesh.
And...
Dancing over here.
Gray 3 moves forward.
Oh, gosh.
And takes a swing at the barbarian.
Marry me again.
16 ditch armor class?
Yeah, it does.
You take 4 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Death. What do you got?
-2.
And the barbarian crumples.
We're screwed.
A little bit.
And then, Kilt moves forward.
Oh, great.
But can't get near to anybody. And Crown turns on the ranger.
Double death.
21 hit your armor class?
A little bit.
No.
3 points of damage.
What do you got now?
7.
Okay. Wow, have you been hit before? Yeah, you healed him. Her.
English.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the language.
Sword moves forward.
Flight zone.
Can't get anybody. And green one moves forward.
Triple death.
And we're top of the order again.
I have to roll a save.
Gundo's death saving throw.
Eight.
No, two unhappy faces.
Wow.
And then Dalar, death saving throw.
Natural 20.
Woo! Oh.
1 hit point. No, that's 2 successes, right?
No, you get 1 hit point back.
Wonderful. People are standing on me.
You wake up with corpses. You're kidding. You're looking up with the groins of corpses.
Can I pretend to be dead and have them not kill me again?
Guess what?
Yes. I can't?
They can smell the living.
I wasn't dead
like
anyway.
Dogs. They're just going to eat you.
Your face.
So,
oh,
Bryce?
I only have one spell left, too. Yeah?
So the death saving throws.
The wheeze. This is going so well. Where's the rest of the militia? Have they left already?
They ran away from zombies. They're not foolish.
They are out on patrol.
Oh, wonderful.
Rumor has it there was an awesome monk that could have taken out all of these zombies with a single tail.
If you roll a 20 on the d20, you regain 1 hit point. So
wait.
You are at 1 hit point and you wake up. You're surrounded by...
No, that's a second level thing.
You wake up and you're surrounded by flailing zombies, and you can notice that your barbarian is down. What are you going to do?
Run. It's a move to stand up, right?
No, half move.
Okay, so I'm going to stand up, disengage, and get out of there.
Where are you going to go?
You should go behind the elf.
I'm going to go... No, I'm going to go...
into the house.
That way?
This way?
Which is...
No, you can't go through the opponents.
I know, but like around that? Can I?
How many squares can you move?
25.
25, so 5. So I can move 12 and a half. So I can move...
Two squares. Where are you going to go?
Right in between them.
Here.
Behind the elf. Behind
the
elf. Behind the elf.
Okay.
And then I will use,
for
I'll
the
use
legs.
Healing. I'll use healing word again
like
on myself.
Okay.
So it's a minor. And I'm back to full.
Yay!
And I'm out of spells.
Oh no! Useless.
You just won't die again.
God.
Oh no! What is that?
More terrain here.
Okay.
That means that we can't escape.
A Draco Lich flies by.
Okay. Is that your round?
That's my turn.
Okay. And Gray 2 moves forward.
Which one is all? Oh, that one. And attacks the cleric.
And attacks the ranger from behind there.
No, that's from the side. It's fine.
17 to armor class?
Yeah.
Death.
2 hit points of damage?
Just kidding. Not death. Yet. There's like the entire round pretty much.
Almost death.
Oh, and then I'm gonna die.
And
again.
Then tongue moves forward.
No.
10 hit armor class?
No!
And then blue one goes. Swings at you. 10 hit armor class.
No.
You're doing an excellent job of dodging. And
that's how you dodge.
Then Crown takes a swing. 7-inch armor class.
No.
So you appear to be dancing around them.
I love
and
dancing
then
with the dead.
Green 2 goes.
The Grateful Dead.
Oh no, wait. He just ran around me.
Yes.
He just ran around me. Where am I? Oh no, I'm there.
You're right there.
You're
about
to die. Attacks a cleric.
I'm facing that
16
way.
Hit armor class?
Yeah, I'm facing that way, so.
Good. 4 points of damage.
Five. This is eerily familiar. I can just fill in the lines of what I had before.
And gray one goes.
Are you.
Advances on the warlock.
Are you furly? You're still at full health.
Shush.
8 to hit armor class.
No. I have the lowest AC, and I haven't gotten hit once.
Andraste.
I had low AC.
Andraste.
Okay.
They hit on me.
I am going to...
Well, they got a thing.
I kind of want to disengage.
No, don't leave me.
No, just die gloriously.
No, it's boring. How am I going to live?
You're not.
That's the point.
Yeah, I get out of there.
We have 25 zombies.
I'm going to disengage.
That's not 25, that's like 10.
Well,
yeah.
It could be 25.
I can move 35.
But I need 12.
So,
well,
that is... How
much? 25.
What's that? 25, so you can move up to 5 squares. 35, so up to 7 squares.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You just leapfrog over the snow.
Okay.
Oh, you just walked over
it. And Gortag, death saving throw. So roll a 20-sided and...
2.
So one unhappy face.
Hit the pencil.
Okay.
At least it's not.
And Natal, you got a creature
spray
in your face.
Poison spray.
Not on. On
he just
death.
Like spit at it.
Poison. How about just like death?
You
on
think zombies
spray
are gonna get poisoned?
It's.
They don't really have like bloodstreams anymore.
Yeah.
So scientifically, that shouldn't
really
work.
Because they can't eat other than.
Maybe you have something
bodies
with fire.
I don't have anything with fire.
Do you have
Eldritch
any?
Blast him and
do you have anything that's useful?
Yeah, poison spray. It's high damage.
Yeah, I could put
but
them on.
They're dead. You can't poison a dead thing. That's like, hey, look at this fly on my windowsill. It's just baked in the sun. Let me spray it with insecticide.
You don't need to. It'll be
okay.
Okay.
So,
just kill it and it'll be over. It has to succeed in a con saving throw.
Okay, so describe what poison spray is.
Basically, I hold out my staff and a puff of purple. Yeah, basically.
So
purple,
liquid?
Poisonous, noxious gas comes out of it.
Okay, and the cloud puffs right into his face. And then it just rolls right by him as if it has no effect.
Probably because
and you realize that zombies don't breathe. So there's no way that poison gas could possibly affect them.
That's your wisdom again?
That's my doc stat. Just saying.
It's a 10.
Okay.
I challenge you to more cheesy.
Blue 2 steps forward and goes after the cleric.
Really?
And gets a natural 20.
Oh,
no.
No,
that doesn't hit, never. Nope.
Can't possibly.
For 7 points of damage.
I'm a -3.
Oh my gosh!
Well, at least I'm not filling in the lines anymore.
You weren't filling in the lines anyway.
No, no. I went down, then I went up, and then I went back to 5, and now I'm a -3.
Okay. Gray 3 advances forward.
What
not close enough to get to anybody.
Should at least say brains.
And Kilt.
Brains.
And Kilt moves forward.
Wonder if I can roll another natural 20 and escape in the other direction. That would be cool.
No,
I thought that was sword.
You're right, that is sword. Where's Kilt?
Kilt is.
In the mist. In this mess.
Where'd he go?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh.
He's the one that's on Natal.
Oh.
Silly me. And he gets a 17 to hit you, Natal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You take 2 points of damage. 2 points of damage.
Oh, that's.
And Crown turns and advances forward. And then Sword advances forward.
Are any of these like different, or are they all just like
they're just rotting corpses with their flesh hanging off? But some of them now missing arms. And he takes a swing at you, Natal. 15 to hit your armor class.
Yeah.
3 points of damage. What do you got now?
5.
You know what? You're going to die.
5-2!
Is it 5?
And then green 1 moves forward.
Who knows? We may all roll natural 20s and all of the zombies will be gone.
Yeah.
And then, like, not die. That would be great.
Okay, and top of the order. Gundo. You're on 2.
Gundo.
Oh,
no!
Death! You're, like, actually dead.
Death
you expire.
Turn in your character sheet.
Death
thank
to
you
the
that is great.
What did you do?
And you match stick at some zombies.
Dalar. Death saving throw.
12.
Okay, one happy face. And then Gray 2 goes.
That's a house. No, it isn't. Dang it.
And takes a swing at you, Natal.
Why can't the house feel little?
8 to hit your armor class.
No.
Okay.
It would hit a zombie.
And then Tongue goes.
Tongue go? Takes 2 to Tongue.
Everybody moves forward.
It would be funny if Owen took 2 from Tongue.
And then Blue 1 moves forward. And takes a swing at the ranger. Draste does a 10 hit your armor class.
No!
Dodging as usual.
That would hit literally everyone.
You're just full of luck, aren't you? Yes.
And then Crown moves forward.
Being the last one left in the zombie apocalypse is like very lucky, I'm sure.
And takes a swing at Draste.
Yeah, because
12 to hit your armor class?
No!
Okay. Still dancing out of the way.
Get those zombies.
Yeah, I know, right?
A 12 would hit you.
Yeah, but all of those attacks would have hit you.
Not the 7.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Gray 2 moves forward.
Except there's a wall, so...
Can't get any closer. And then...
Are you still alive in there, Owen?
Hashtag inwardly rejoicing.
And Green 1 moves forward.
Gasp.
And takes a swing at the
My
ranger.
Gasp.
16 hit armor class?
Yeah.
Mm. 4 points of damage.
Ooh.
Oh no, I'm at 1.
Okay.
No, wait. I did that backwards.
No, I'm at minus 1.
Okay, and Andraste, you go next.
Disengage and run away from the battle.
Disengage and run away as far as I can.
Okay, so you go 7 squares off the map?
Yes.
And 6 squares off the map.
Turn into a horde of 55 zombies.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. And...
You can outrun them.
Gortag, death saving throw?
3!
Another unhappy
Oh my god!
I've never seen so many bad rolls in my life. And Natal, you are surrounded by 5 zombies.
Run away with me!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have good feeds.
Yes. Okay.
When in doubt, just run away.
When in doubt, run away.
The villagers see like all these zombies and like these people valiantly fighting them.
And so, Andraste and Natal, as you look over your shoulder as you're pelting away out of town, you just see half a dozen zombies slowly shambling after you, getting farther and farther in your rearview mirror. But you can see in the middle of town, the remaining zombies have fallen upon the rest of your squad and are ripping them limb from limb. And
oh, no, I'm sorry.
Cry every time.
No, you're not. I'm not sorry.
And it's a long, long time before you finally slow down and determine if you're still being pursued.
Are they? Oh, you can feel
call on
this.
They are.
Yeah.
Here's my character.
Well, did you spot the missing character? Sort of like in the old Star Trek series when one of the actors would get a side job. They'd have to film an episode without him. No Scotty in the engine room for an episode or no Sulu on the bridge. Drew couldn't make it this time. One of his children was sick and he had to pull out at the last minute. Luckily, Kaylee from our other group was able to fill in. And since it was more or less a throwaway episode, it was no problem there. So the episode itself, obviously this one was to heighten the tension with the players. Bad things are happening, and in fact, as soon as they leave, the worst thing happens, and the whole town's overrun by zombies. It also sets up what happens at the end of their previous episode when soulless beings start filing out of the cellars. It was kind of amusing, though. Matt picked up immediately on what was happening when we had the new character sheets. Bryce, however, didn't quite get it and was spending endless amounts of time trying to flesh out his character just perfectly, and Matt kept telling him, "Don't bother, don't bother, we're all going to be dead in a little bit." But no one believed him. Truer words were never spoken, though. Hey, what's wrong with a good TPK now and again? Right? So what will happen next? Are our characters doomed with the beasts coming out of the cellars? We'll have to check in next time and find out. Until then, email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.